To Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And coming to Mary, the angel said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." But Mary was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you'll conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He'll be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he'll rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" The angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Just one brief thought on the titular feast day of the Oblates, the Holy Name of Mary. Many years ago when we were celebrating this feast day, Father Larry was presiding over the Mass and he gave a homily and the little story he said has always stuck with me. And years ago, Father Larry gave a series of talks on perhaps the greatest writer in the Italian language. His name is Dante. Maybe you've heard of Dante, who wrote the Divine Comedy. And there's a scene where you have the devil who's about to claim a soul. And the devil is accusing this individual of all his bad sins. And the devil says to Jesus, he's mine. He's committed a lot of sins. And Jesus said, he's not yours because once in his life, he called upon the holy name of my mother. He's saved. So let's call upon the holy name of Mary with love and we will be saved. Amen.